Cooling Down the Snake, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Community leaders from across the Treasure Valley recently attended a joint Chamber of Commerce luncheon in Caldwell and listened closely to officials involved with Idaho Power's complex in Hell's Canyon. Steve Merrick.
A couple of different things that we've been working on as a company currently, one of that being our Snake River Stewardship Program with our Snake River Islands down in Bay Island and working on sedimentation projects in Grandview and limiting sedimentation that goes into the river. Also, stream and river shading projects to try to cool the river down so we can meet some requirements to have the temperatures coming out of Hell's Canyon be what they should be at the in the fall of the year during fish spawning. But we feel like through our Snake River Stewardship Program, we've been able to mitigate all of that through our Snake River Stewardship. But right now we have a disagreement between the state of Oregon and the state of Idaho. The Snake River is a boundary water, and Oregon has their say on what they think we need to be doing, and Idaho says no. The fish passage of salmon in the reservoir. The state of Oregon says that we need to do that, and it's a requirement in order for us to receive that 401 certification. We're required to allow salmon and steelhead above Hell's Canyon Dam. The state of Idaho says no way on our dead body are we going to have that happen. And so we have Governor Otter and the Governor of Oregon right now trying to work out settlement agreements so they can agree upon that so we can move forward.
And save fish. Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.